to welcome Jean Owen to the studio today. Jean has come to talk to us about a new publication on the Isle of Wight, a very beautiful looking, I wish we were on TV now because I could show it to people, The Figlet. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So, tell us all about The Figlet. What is it?
Well, The Figlet is it's a magazine, a literary magazine for Isle of Wight writers to basically showcase all the diverse talents, whether it's poetry or prose. And I decided to bring them all together under one umbrella, as it were, because we are so spread out, and it's just nice to have to be published and to be just to have somewhere to send your stuff.
Absolutely. Now, I imagine that's no easy task. You make it sound easy, but having previously put together school newsletters and things like that, I know getting content from lots of people, getting it edited into a good format, how much work has gone into achieving this?
Many hours.
So I can imagine.
I started my own indie publishing concern last July to promote Isle of Wight writers. And I put out a call for interest, and over the months I got many, many people involved. Over 30 writers sent pieces in, and it takes hours to edit pieces, arrange them, find the format. The guy who illustrated the cover, that's Carl Whitmore.
It's beautiful, Carl. We love it.
Yeah. it does take a lot of time, but it is a labour of love.
Absolutely. And I mean, that shines through. There is so much in here. And so the first edition is just out, and it's going to be, did you say, twice a year?
Yeah, twice a year, in January and June. The next issue will be out, will be launched on June the 29th at Medina Bookshop. Where it's also being stocked and sold.
Yeah. So Medina in Cowes. Yeah. Where else could people get it?
Babushka in Shanklin. Mm-hmm. The cabin news agents in Freshwater. Mm-hmm. It's available on my website, and I am looking for other outlets as well.
Okay, so quite good coverage to start with.
Yes.
I mean, for a first edition, that sounds fantastic.
I'm really pleased with the feedback I've had from it. I've had some really lovely reviews, and I've already got people sending pieces in for the next edition. So
yes, I mean, it could be the sort of proverbial rolling stone that gathers lots, couldn't it?
Well, that's my hope, really. I mean, there comes a point where you think maybe it's a bit too fat, and maybe they have to come out three times a year.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I think it really adds something to the tradition of literature on the island as well.
So tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of, I mean, imagine you write as well.
Yeah, I write myself. I write poetry and prose. I moved to the island nearly 3 years ago, and I set up a little concern called Naked Fig Leaf Collective, in which I kind of promote local musicians, performers and now writers on the Isle of Wight. I run a monthly variety show called Figgy Gig at Choyd in Yarmouth, and we get all sorts of acts there. I also, last year, I did a word festival called the Yarnival in Yarmouth, and that's going to be on again in September of this year, and that's a celebration of the spoken word in West Wight.
How wonderful, because I mean, I think it's something, isn't it, that a lot of people just aren't aware of happening. You know, we maybe do our poetry GCSE. Looking at Shannon there. No, you didn't do it. They dropped it in COVID, didn't they? So, you know, actually even introducing poetry to younger people and getting people to write. And I know when we've had Lisa on talking about her poetry, that was very much for her just expressing her feelings as a young woman, you know, how she saw the world, how she saw herself, and actually encouraging people to get those words down.
Yeah.
Really, really
important. Lisa's in the Figlet. She's
Excellent.
Got a couple of poems in there. There are a lot of spoken word events and poetry groups across the island. Graham Brown runs one at Key Arts called White Lines, the first Monday of the month. Sylvia Clare runs one. Often lots of Moncton Arts. But I think there wasn't much going on in West Wight in terms of the spoken word, and I just saw it as a really nice opportunity to bring people to that side of the island and to promote what's there already.
Yeah. So if we've got people listening who maybe dabble and pop a few words down, I mean, it's quite, as Lisa's told us, it's quite a brave thing the first time you share your poetry or your written word, isn't it? What would you say to people if they were thinking, I wonder if I could get mine in there?
Well, I'd say it would be great to join a writing group as mm-hmm. well, because you get confidence sharing with other people. It would be good to make sure that it's written ready, which yeah. I mean, it needs to be quite well edited yeah. because that's the process that we have to go through. And just give it a go. I mean, there's nothing to lose. And, you know, once you get going and once you get other people enjoying what you do, people write for all sorts of reasons.
Absolutely. I mean, I work as an art therapist, so absolutely I use the written word quite a bit with people. Yeah. So if they're not feeling the need to paint one week, then we might just start with an opening line and see what comes. And absolutely amazing what we, you know, pages written then potentially, which is always really wonderful.
Yeah, and you never know where it's going to go. I mean, so the emerging writers on the island, at some point they're going to be established. Yeah. And I think I'm hoping the Figlet provides that kind of outlet for them there, because it is a place where you can build some confidence.
Absolutely. And it's that you might have only written a few short pieces, but if they're well received, the confidence to write something a little longer, or maybe move on to, you know, a novel or something, who knows.
Yeah, that's right. Or a lot of people like doing their memoirs. I mean, some people just want to write to be published for their family and friends, you know, for future generations. And other people are much more ambitious.
I do remember years and years ago I went to a screenwriting workshop, and the lady who was running it said, you know, every single one of us has a story within us, but don't make that the first thing you write.
No, that's
hone
right.
your craft, and, you know, learn how to write before you tell your really important story.
Well, it is an apprenticeship, writing, and it does take years to hone your craft, but just start where you are, I would say, and start with what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, get past that blank page.
That's right, and just put a few words down. You can even start with using an opening line from someone else's poem and just go from there.
And see what happens.
Yeah,
I also use art, so pictures, write about what you see, how it makes you feel, something like that.
There's a whole tradition of people writing poems based on paintings.
Yes.
So, and that's a really nice way to go. Yeah. Or even going for a walk or recording conversations on a bus. I mean, there are many ways into it. So.
Yeah, very much so. And actually, I mean, that's something we've used with people with memory loss, for example, showing them a picture and getting whatever comes to mind for them, and inspiring memories you can get some really beautiful things.
It is, and I think it's very liberating as well, because not everyone's so gifted with the gab, and I think if you can put it somewhere, whether it's writing or painting actually, if you're expressing yourself, I think it's incredibly freeing, quite cathartic. So
brilliant. Right, so you've got all different types in here. So you've got quite short pieces, longer pieces.
Yeah.
What would you encourage people to do if they think, well, I'd quite like to submit something?
Well, each issue will have a set theme. The first one was the idea of fig leaf.
Yeah.
The second one is the theme is footprints. So you could try writing something around that. But there's also the more general submission. You're allowed to send in general submissions and for the featured theme. There are some criteria, poems no more than 30 lines, pieces of writing no more than 500 words, because I want to keep it quite compact.
Yeah, which is about a side of A4, isn't it, usually, if you're typing up on a computer.
Yeah, a couple of A5s. So it's a nice size read, and I think it's a bit like that Reader's Digest idea where you can just dip in where you want.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, I just flicking through, it's the first time I've seen it, but I have to say I'm loving the fact that you could very easily just read a page a day or something.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and see what it brings you. Yeah. So, absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have a similar illustration on each one?
We're having the same colours.
Yeah. So it's green and purple. Yes, so we have to tell you that on the radio.
Yeah.
It's got a very sort of traditional look to it. Very medieval almost, I find that. But quite beautiful with oak leaves.
Yes, and my little fig leaf.
Yeah.
My whole logo is We Give a Fig.
Yeah, about, I mean, fig leaves, obviously, but it reminds it reminds me of sort of oak and traditional kind of look, doesn't it? Quite medieval, but really beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. So you've got lots of other things going on. You get the sort of gigs, you said?
Yeah, I've got the Figgy Gigs, we've got one coming up on the 1st of March.
Okay.
And I'm also working on a song with a group of women called Womenkind with the International Women's Day in mind, and we're going to be raising money for Home Start there, so we're recording that song next week.
Yes, which we're very much hoping will be playing out on Vectors Radio.
That's fantastic.
Once it's recorded, absolutely would love to do that. Definitely need to celebrate International Women's Day, because I think I have mentioned once or twice to Mr. Mac that we could do with a few more lady presenters on Vectors Radio, so that's a good plug if you're listening, Mr. Mac.
And later on in the year, we'll have the Yarnival. So I'll probably be back in touch and talk about
Well, it sounds like you need to become a regular visitor.
It sounds like it.
It does. It really does, doesn't it? There's lots of things to tell us about and lovely. And, you know, people from all over the island, but particularly if you're in the West Wight, look out for all these things. Right. It's been an absolute pleasure, Jean. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. You're going to come and tell us all about the song and other things that are coming up, aren't you?
That's great. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.